On the second Sunday of Easter, our first reading is from Acts chapter 4. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all that there were no needy persons among them. For from time to time, those who owned land or houses sold them, brought the money from the sales, and put it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to any who had need. This is the word of the Lord. Our second reading is from 1 John. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testify to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
And I want to begin the sermon this morning with a song.
I keep trying to find a life on my own apart from you. I am the king of excuses. I've got one for every selfish thing I do. What's going on inside of me? I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions that I'm still a man in need of a savior. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation, 'cause all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. The disease of the self runs through my blood. It's a cancer fatal to my soul. Every attempt on my behalf has failed to bring the sickness under control. What's going on inside of me? I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions that I'm still a man in need of a savior. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation, 'cause all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. Honesty becomes me, there's nothing left to lose. The secrets that did run in me in your presence are diffused. Pride is no position and riches have no worth. The pain that once did cover me has been sentenced to the earth, has been sentenced to the earth. Tell me what's going on inside of me. I despise my own behavior. This only serves to confirm my suspicions that I'm still a man in need of a savior. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation, 'cause all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. In the light, 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 in the light. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. Lead me into the presence of the Father. Oh, follow right behind. True love I will find, 'cause all I want is to be in the light. All I want is to be in the light. I want to be in the light as you are in the light. I want to shine like the stars in the heavens. Oh Lord, be my light and be my salvation, 'cause All I want is to be in the light. Ah, ah, ah. All I want is to be in the light. Ah, ah, ah. All I want is to be in the light.
Jesus wants you and me in the light. He wants us to dwell in the light. He wants us to live in the light. Why? Because He's in the light. Because He is the light. So when He says He wants us to be in the light with Him, He's saying, I want you to be with Me. What a fantastic invitation. I want to reiterate, this is what we heard from the first John's first letter this morning, just a little bit ago. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in darkness, we lie and do not live out of the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. Yes, God wants us to be in the light with Him. But that's not where Thomas was. Thomas was caught in the darkness. You see, on Easter night, when Jesus suddenly appeared to the disciples, even though they were in hiding, sequestered, doors and windows locked because they were afraid they'd be the next ones arrested, Thomas wasn't there. He wasn't present. Talk about your ultimate fails. Man, I don't know where he was, but to miss the resurrection because Hiram was having a two-for-one deal at the bagel shop, that just doesn't cut it, does it? No. So, the disciples told Thomas, we've seen the Lord, and you, well, probably most all of you know what his response was, unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails went and my hand into his side, I'm not going to believe it. Thomas was caught up in darkness. Now, I think you would agree with me that we could probably cut Thomas some slack. His darkness is understandable, at least to us. He's in grief. He knew that Jesus was brutally beaten before He was crucified and that a spear was thrust up into His heart. And then, dead, He was in a cold, dark crypt for 3 days. He surely thought his friends delusional. Yes, there was a darkness that had captured him. So a week later, when Jesus appears to the disciples again, this time Thomas is with them. The first thing Jesus says to all of them is the same thing He said the week before. The first thing He said the week before, peace be with you. And there's a whole sermon in that, but that's not where we're going today. And then right after saying, peace be with you, He turns exactly to Thomas and He says, put your finger here. Take your hand and reach out and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. You know, it's as though Jesus was there when Thomas said, unless I put my finger, well, you know, He's God. But Jesus identifies Thomas's darkness. Doubt. Doubt. How often are we caught up in doubt? I'll let you answer that for yourself. I can't answer it for you. I can only answer it for me. But he tells Thomas, stop doubting and believe. And he did. He instantly went from doubt to belief, from darkness to light, and he said, my Lord and my God. And I have to believe that Thomas instantly felt the shroud of dark, dank, doubting despair turn to great and grand joy. Just like that. There's Jesus! Yes, life feels very different when you're walking in the light. When you're living in the light. Now, I don't think I have to convince you of that. That's pretty self-evident, isn't it? You know, when you're in a time and a place and the circumstance where there's effervescent love and joy and peace, it's good. It's very good. And when you're in a place where there's anger or meanness or hatred or ill will, it's not so good. We get that. Living in the light is so much better than living in the darkness. And yet, it's so easy to slip into the shadowland of darkness. Clearly, sinfulness takes you there in a heartbeat. When a person is being mean-spirited, the shadow of darkness has come upon them. When a person tells lies about somebody else, at that moment, they're under the domain of darkness. When a person steals or gossips or commits acts of indecency, they're in the darkness. Darkness is all too willing to cloud our thinking and distort our attitudes. But take a look again at what John wrote. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out of the truth. That's interesting. If we claim to have fellowship with Him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live out of the truth. So let's be honest here. Every single one of us has had a whole lot of experience living in darkness. This week, every single one of us has sinned multiple times. And yet, here we are, come to worship our risen Savior. We've come to honor Him and thank Him for His victory over sin and death on our behalf. We've come to bring Him our requests in prayers and petitions. So, are we being two-faced? Are we people who sin really more often than we even know? Are we coming here claiming to have fellowship with Him and are walking in darkness? If so, according to John, we lie, and we're not living out of the truth, or according to the truth. But, did I give a complete description of what we've come to do here this morning? I did not. We've also come this morning to confess and repent of our sins. In other words, we recognize our sinfulness. We see that there have been moments of darkness in this past week, and we've come to be restored. And really, we've come to receive the rest of what John writes. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin, every sin. Coming here and humbling ourselves before our loving God, confessing our sins, is an act of walking in the light. And yes, the blood of Jesus does purify us from all our sins of darkness of this past week. What a joy it is to know that God stands ever ready to bring us back into the light and shove that darkness aside. Amen? Yes. In that song I sang, I really kind of sang the whole thing, well, for the refrain, yes, but for that first line, I keep trying to find the light on my own apart from you. That's so key. People try to find the light on their own all the time. They may not even know they're trying to find the light. They just may be trying to find themselves a little bit of happiness or at the very least get numbed from the reality of their darkness. They'll abuse alcohol or drugs, or they'll use sex or their hobbies. Anything they can that will in some way bring some pleasure to a life that hurts, is painful, is a drudgery, and has no meaning. What they don't realize is that they're living in darkness rather than in the light. They're looking for the light. They know the darkness isn't so fun. They're looking for answers. They're looking for something. But they don't have the light because they don't have Jesus. Two things. First, be glad that God has graced your life with faith in Jesus Christ, through which you have left the kingdom of darkness and are now in the kingdom of light. Oh, the kingdom of darkness doesn't want to let go of you. But if you and I allow the Holy Spirit to give us strength and discernment and courage to say no to sin's enticements, we can have victory and continue to abide in the light. And for those times when we do slip into some kind of sin, Jesus will restore us completely. Praise His name. And the second thing is this. Jesus wants to use us to help others come out of the darkness and into the light. Without getting all holier than thou with others, God calls us to help others hear of Jesus, know what He's done for them, and what He offers them. And believe me, there are more people than you would suspect just waiting for us to share this with them. They may not know that they're just waiting for us to share with them what Jesus offers to them. But God has so many people at just the right place so that when we open our mouths and say, Jesus has light for us, are you interested? There's lots of people who are in that place just an inch away. So friends, let us be glad for the light. Let us live in the light. And let us share the light of Jesus. Here, there, and everywhere. Amen? Amen.